We're back at it here at the Weekly Pass. We've got World Cup, NHL, and yes, the Eagle has landed. LeBron James is a Laker. Let's get to it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Becky, come on. I love that song.
No, I love it. It definitely takes me into my seventh grade year. And no, I'm just kidding. I'm not that old.
Welcome to the Weekly Pass. I am Bonnie Jo Laughlin. And yes, we're playing basketball. That is what this show is going to be about. The free agency is hot. And I'm excited.
Me too. You know what else is hot is these players in these really short shorts. Sorry, I'm distracted by this video right now.
Video. I'm going to send this to you in the middle of the
so
night.
So good. Just, please do. You know? I'll make it my ringtone.
Right. Make sure to join us on the chat, right?
Yes, the chat is live. Thank you so much, y'all.
And we're at BJL Weekly Pass on Twitter and at Bonnie Jill on Instagram and Facebook and at BJ Laughlin on Twitter. And then we've got David H. Bloom on his social media.
Do.
And
yes,
Becky
you
Cicero,
do.
In case you can't read, it's on
bam,
computer. Before we get into this craziness of NBA free agency, because that's all I can think about, let's just talk a little bit about World Cup, because we
World Cup.
You know, soccer fans.
Yes, we sure do. And it's alive and well. So Brazil just recently beat Mexico.
And that's a big deal.
That's
Mexico,
a real big deal.
Like, their fans are fanatical. And I know that, I guess, like, allegedly Brazil beats Mexico a lot. And so there's, like, this kind of competitiveness against those
it's
two
a huge
Latin
rivalry,
teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, with a team that Brazil had, and I know Mexico, they had that great win against Germany. Then South Korea had that win against Germany and knocked them out.
Yeah.
But really, with the team Brazil has, like,
Neymar.
Yeah, like, Neymar and those guys. Like, it wasn't really a shock. No. What was shocking to me, though, is Russia beating Spain.
That was a big one.
Which is probably one of the biggest shocks.
But they're
shocks.
In Russia, right? They're in Moscow.
They're in Russia.
That kind of helps,
a lot
maybe.
Of hometown support.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Russia had that win over Spain. Argentina and Portugal lost. Messi and Ronaldo on the same
Ronaldo.
Day.
Yep, right.
England just won.
England, yes, they just won. They just beat Colombia. Colombia had, it was about the 90th minute. Not about the 90th minute, with about 3 minutes stoppage time, a corner from Colombia headed into the back of the net. They went to extras. They went to extra time. They went to PKs, and England just beat them 4-3.
I love that David's totally up on it. Me and Becky, we watch a little bit of it, and then we get into it when
I'm into
the semifinals
I'm
and championship
way into
game.
It.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, I love that too. I love that too. I mean, for me, it's just there's so many matches, so many teams, and it's so much soccer. And right now, my brain, as like you, is on NBA and hockey.
Right.
So.
And yeah, we'll watch it when it comes down to the championship game and such. But I love that
it's
David knows
close.
About it. David, who's your team though?
My team. I mean.
Or do you just like to watch?
I like to watch. I mean,
soccer.
I would have rooted like I did 4 years ago for USA, but I mean that last 4 years ago they got out to Belgium.
Right.
Now they're not even good enough to make it in. So like it's tough. But
it could be a Russia Brazil match.
I
think it'd be
fun. I kind of like pushing for Brazil.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like Brazil.
They're the favorite.
I follow Giselle on Instagram, and she obviously is Brazilian, and you should see her and her kids and Tom Brady, and they're all excited about Brazil. I'm like, all
well,
right,
well, kind
maybe
of
I'll
a cool story. I do want to say this, that I have followed this, is that Japan lost against Belgium, and something that's really cool is that Japan fans have been staying back and still cleaning after the matches. Like, it's the coolest thing. Like, the
really
fans
cool.
will walk
really?
Through, yes, and actually, like, clean the stadium and
well,
be such
a very
good...
clean country,
they
so I'm
are.
Not surprised by that.
But it's just, it shows,
that.
It shows
that's nice.
I don't know, it shows good sportsmanship.
I mean, even when they lost, like, in a really, really close game at the very end.
I love that. That's really endearing.
It's just humanity, They're even though they're a very competitive culture, they still stayed and helped clean. So I think that's really cool.
Oh,
they've been doing that.
I like that tidbit, Becky, that you just brought to this.
The World Cup tidbits.
So who wins it all before we move on?
Who wins it all? All right, right now we got Uruguay against France.
Yeah, we've got right here. Uruguay and France.
We got Brazil, Belgium, Sweden. I said before, England just won. And then you got Russia and
Croatia.
I definitely see, going game by game, I think France takes it.
Okay.
I think what they did versus Argentina, they kind of beat them 4-2, and then Argentina came back and they scored that, like, 90th-minute goal. But it was really about, like, they really kind of took that game. I think Brazil can take this one over Belgium. I don't think Belgium has enough. I definitely think England can take it over Sweden, because Sweden had a really close game with Switzerland. It came down to the second half. And then, you know, I see...
England and Russia?
Yeah, I see Russia take it over Croatia. Croatia had a really close game, and Russia beat Spain.
I want it to be Brazil and England. in the championship game.
I like that.
Well, and just so everybody knows, the quarterfinals are coming up this weekend, 6th and 7th. Semifinals are July 10th and 11th. Third place is going to be the 14th World Cup Finals on the 16th. So
I think England.
That's where it's at.
They deserve it.
I'm just going by the countries I like visiting.
I know.
And I love England, and I like Brazil, so there we go.
Yeah, I would like to see Brazil win again, but we'll see.
Perfect. Well, NHL, what is going on in NHL?
Yeah, big stuff in NHL. So as we know, we talked about it last week, Kovacek signed a three-year deal. Doughty, this has just gotten so overshadowed by LeBron, obviously, but that's okay.
Has.
So Doughty signed an eight-year deal with the Kings, so they've got him through 2027.
That's amazing.
So that's going to be,
oh my God.
Well, I mean, even it'll be further than 8 years, but he's on contract for 8 years, so that's just huge for Kings fans because he's one of the best. He's a Norris Trophy winner, one of the best defensemen, mm-hmm. and everybody wants him. So he's going to be a lifer with the Kings. So very excited about that.
And Tavares, right?
Yeah, Tavares.
Yes, that's big news.
Yeah, Tavares is no longer a captain with the Islanders. Maple Leafs have acquired him for an $11 million a year deal. So it's going to be pretty
7
huge.
Years though.
7 years.
7 years.
That's a long contract.
Like
that's
LeBron,
like those baseball contracts.
We're going to get into it in a sec, but LeBron signed for 4 years. That's 7 years.
7 years and $11 million.
How old is Tavares though?
Let's see. I'll look him up.
Because it makes a difference.
Tavares is, I think, over 30.
Oh, he is?
That's tough for 7 years.
Oh, no, he's 27, actually.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah, he looks older. Anyway, no, I thought he was 31. That would have been my guess. But no, so that's huge for the Maple Leafs because he's going to be a game changer. He's going to be a franchise player. So they'll take him past seven.
Anything else that you're excited about that could be coming that we'll be seeing?
I personally am excited about Cam Ward going from the Hurricanes to the Blackhawks, one of the best goaltenders. He's going to be huge in the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks also acquired Kunitz. So that's going to be huge. Kunitz has won Stanley Cups with the Penguins.
Okay.
So the Blackhawks are gearing up. They are not liking the way that they handled
David
last
and
season.
You, what is anything exciting on NHL that you're waiting for that you...
You know, I'm hoping that the Kings can actually pull something this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know they just had that whole Doughty signing for 8 years, which is, again, another
super long
contract.
Well, Kovacek is huge for them.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm excited to see how the Maple Leafs do. I know they got Austin Matthews, and now they're kind of looking like they could be the favorites for the Stanley Cup. I don't know. And, I mean, Vegas. I want to see what they do now.
Well, in Vegas, so that's a bit big news. Actually, James Neal left Vegas. So
I know,
James Neal is no longer with Vegas, which is interesting because he loved playing for Vegas, but it's all about money.
Oh, it's all about the money.
It is.
So. Well, not always about the money. There are some guys when they get that 1 year deal, like Mr. Boogie
Cousins,
that will take that ring and then work on the max contract after that.
Yeah.
But okay, let's talk about my favorite player in the country. LeBron James
Your
is
favorite.
Now here in Los Angeles.
It's time now. We're talking about LeBron now?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that. That this is poetic for you, Bonnie Jo. As soon as this happened, I was like, girl, I am bringing you to a Lakers
game. And
then
y'all texted me because you knew that I was, like, depressed. Yeah. Right?
Well, and I'm friends with one of the writers for the Clippers and Lakers, and we were messaging each other, and he's like, wait, so she doesn't like LeBron? I was like, he's not her favorite.
Yeah, and I've had to, like, watch kind of, like, what I say because I'm still close to the Lake organization and the Bus family, so I'm like, I'm happy for the Lakers. Let me state this, though. I am happy for the Lakers. They finally got a big signing. You know, they've kind of been screwed and haven't gotten anyone in for agency, you know, since Dr. Buss has passed away and the new regime. So I am glad, and happy for Magic and Jeannie and Rob Pelinka and Jesse Buss and so forth that they actually got a big player. Do I wish it wasn't LeBron? Oh, yeah, of course. But it is LeBron. 4 years, $154 million in case you've been hiding under a rock. He is now a Los Angeles Laker. And I don't know. I mean, I think, there are so many people who are uneducated basketball fans who will say, oh, so now we're going to the finals. No, Laker fans, don't buy your NBA final tickets yet. They still have a team called the Warriors. They have a team called the Rockets. There's a team called Oklahoma City Thunder. There's Utah. I can go on and on. I'm not going to say, finally, the Lakers will be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Eight teams make the playoffs, by the way. So, yeah, they will be in it. But it's just going to, it's so interesting to see this dynamic. Lance Stevenson is now a Laker.
Rondo is now a Laker.
JaVale McGee is now a Laker.
This is comedy now. This team is just
comedy.
And
there's a lot of players that have a little bit of a volatile type of,
How is that locker room
how is this
out?
Going? Yep. How is the dynamic? And if anyone knows, there's teams that have a bunch of, players that, can get it done. But is there chemistry? And can these players get work it out and actually sure. play mm-hmm. together sure. on the, and then you got a bunch of young cats. So it's mm-hmm. Julius Randle is now a Pelican. Once he found out that he was going to get, you know, never get the ball and not have any time, he was like, I'm out. Oh, yeah. So good luck to Julius, because I actually really loved mm-hmm. Julius Randle.
He was a good player. He was a nice, good college guy. I mean, a lot of people.
Well, his first year he was hurt all his
life. Yeah, a lot of people thought he should have gone mm-hmm. earlier, but. You know, for what he did based on, like, off of that injury, I really like that he has a change of scenery, because I think him playing with AD and, like, Elfrid Payton,
right?
I think that could be really good
for
him.
And you know, Dwight Howard is, there talks about him going to the Pelicans
as well.
Oh, yeah,
no, he said, no, but Dwight Howard said that, like, him and LeBron, like, he wants to play with LeBron.
I mean, let's be real.
So he's not going to come back to the Lakers.
No,
so
that,
that was a...
I mean, to put a little bit of perspective on this, they're not even done making moves yet. They're not even close to their salary cap. So what are we to expect, Bunny?
I mean, you know, what people don't realize, they wanted DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. Oh, they did.
And they thought they were going to get him, possibly, from what I've been, you know, I've talked to a lot of people.
But he's of no use right now with this injury, though.
And so now he's with, you know, the Warriors, and which is huge. They have, look at this potential starting five. I posted this on social media. Look at this five. If you didn't think the Warriors could get better, think again.
Right, but can you talk about the, I mean, this injury is not something...
Yeah, but he's healthy now, so he's fine. And I think, you know, what he's going to do here is he's going to be able to, obviously, he mm-hmm. wants to win a ring,
sure.
but he's also going to be able to show people and teams, hey, I can play, you know, because there's been a lot of mm-hmm. situations, you know, when he was the Kings that he, you know, wasn't coachable and he didn't like the coaches and he didn't get along with sure. some of his teammates, but he's going to be able to prove to people, I can play with this team. And if you look at these mm-hmm. personalities besides Draymond, these are all level-headed, mellow, mm-hmm. you know, guys he's playing with. This is actually a perfect situation for him. And it's going to be able to give, sure. you know, these bigs some time to, you know, rest mm-hmm. when he, you know, and he can come off the bench, let's just say, at certain times. And he just, God, I mean, talk about grabbing all the boards. I mean, the Warriors have so many second chance points. I mean, I can go mm-hmm. on and on about this team. And I actually ran into Bob Myers, who's the mm-hmm. GM of the Warriors, when I was coming out of my Orange Theory class. And he's excited. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know people are mad at the Warriors, but you can't blame them. They're going to go after these guys.
Yeah, and they've got
the great owners who say, I don't care how far over we are in the luxury tax. We will sign these guys, mm-hmm. just like Dr. Buss used to do. So, you know, I know people hate the super team, and now you got super team. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to LeBron for a minute, though. So it's interesting to see the dynamic of Luke Walton being the coach of the Lakers. People don't know that they were both drafted in 2003.
Luke was a second
rounder, and then LeBron had – that was a really, you know, nice class that he came out of. But I just think – I know how LeBron is. He is not going to want mm-hmm. – and I've already was told that he said, hey, okay, mm-hmm. I want Luke gone.
Really?
Yeah. And then Jeannie and other people said, no, we're going to stick mm-hmm. with Luke. So
really?
So he wants mm-hmm. who he wants as, you know, he's now, as you know, calling the calls. I hope you all know
that. Of course. No decisions being made without, you know, him being on the other end.
And then I spoke with Ty Lue, who's, you know, the coach of the Cavs, and I asked him, you know, how his thoughts were, and he said he was sad.
Really?
He actually said he was sad, and I said, are you sad? I said, that guy basically put you in the hospital, you know, mm-hmm. and no, he's sad. And he didn't know until mm-hmm. that Saturday night. Before. Mm. And Beck, you have Dan Gilbert's letter.
I have his letter here. It says
it was actually really classy compared to the first time when he acted like a scorned, you know, girlfriend, right? This is actually a really nice letter.
I mean, without reading the whole letter, I like the paragraph. This is, LeBron is a family man first. We wish his kids, his wife, Savannah's his mother, blah, blah, blah.
It was a very family move.
And it says, LeBron, you came home and delivered the ultimate goal. Nothing but appreciation and gratitude for everything you put into every moment you spent in a Cavaliers uniform. Amen to that. I think that, like, a lot of people are worried about them, you know, him coming back to Cleveland, you know, when they play the Lakers and uniforms being burned. It's like that city needs to give appreciation to what he did bring
that
to
that. That he won the one championship. And if Kyrie Irving didn't hit that shot, they don't win one. But okay, yeah.
But he brought in ticket sales. He brought in the fan base. Like, because now the question
I actually feel bad for Cavs fans.
Yeah, what happens to the fan base now,
it's
you know?
Exactly what happened.
Love.
Yeah. Take you back four... What is it, like 4 years? No, it had to be 8 years. Had to be 8 years. The decision part one, mm-hmm. when LeBron decided to take his talents to South Beach, because mm-hmm. he loves those beaches, and the Cavs were left with absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and like, here we go again.
Here we go again. It was the
and
same
look at
the, thing.
And David,
yeah.
you know, look at this team. They may not make the playoffs now. Look, I mean, they're one of the worst
teams.
They're
not making the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. And it's,
with who's in the East? No way. No
exactly.
way.
Exactly. And the East just keeps getting better and better. So
there's no way.
No, they put nothing around
LeBron.
But
can you imagine you go from being in the NBA Finals every year and now you're not even going to make
the playoffs? That's what I'm saying.
8 years ago.
As Laker fans, I know how that was. You know, all of a sudden we were just, you know,
I know, but I think that's, but even like, I have no like, oh, bummer for the Lakers. Like they've been a dominant franchise. So they've had a bad couple years. Wah. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be amazing this year.
So
they're
for the Lakers.
There's so much. I have so much I can say.
No,
to you,
poor
honestly.
Lakers. You didn't make the. You didn't get another ring.
I know.
Give some rings.
This is a Clipper fan.
Give some rings to the Clippers fans.
Okay.
Who
by the way,
signed.
I have the funniest meme of Clippers
Avery
fans
Bradley.
After all this has been going on. And
there's
I,
so many
I
memes
should've...
in general just from this LeBron.
But
thing.
On the real Clippers, like, can we just say crickets? Can we insert a cricket sound
and
here?
Now because DeAndre's in Texas.
Yeah.
So.
Clippers are just need to make some.
They're going to be really bad. David, I'm sorry, but they're going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I hate to tell you.
Who's in the West? They're not going to be amazing.
Later.
Yeah, because it was, I mean, speaking on DeAndre Jordan just a little bit, if you remember 2015, he left. He said he was going to the Mavericks on a big deal.
Yeah.
The Clippers kind of locked him in his house along with, like, Doc Rivers and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. They, like, held him hostage, and it was kind of that vibe of how dare you leave us.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
now
mean, was
it's
a,
just,
I mean, that was such a huge story.
Now he opts
NBA.
Out. He After he opted out, he didn't even go anywhere yet.
Mark Cuban said a lot on social media. I mean, there was so much.
The Clippers Instagram,
forth.
They posted a goodbye DJ, like, thank you for everything you did.
Right.
And then when he left, the kind of the vibe of Clippers fans and the Clippers organization was like, all right, bye.
Right.
Like, we don't need you. I mean, we need you, but
one
like,
one thing that you've got in your pocket as your ace is someone called Jerry West. You know,
yeah.
NBA logo. And he will make sure that the Clippers
are Clippers
back.
Are waiting.
It's a rebuilding, and he knows what he's doing. And y'all are going to go after some, you know, strong candidates.
That poor organization,
free agency next season.
It, trust
this
me.
This will be a hard season for
It's
going
to be hard. And we
year.
Had a chance to get Michael Porter Jr., and we chose Jerome Robinson and traded up for Shai Alexander in the draft with our 12th and 13th pick. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's kind of tough seeing them pass on that guy two times, but like he has a lot of bust potential and he's going to play in Denver. And I know they just got, they just traded Wilson Chandler to the Sixers like right before we went on air. But I want to see them because they re-signed Avery Bradley and they traded Austin Rivers, which I feel is a step forward in the Doc Rivers GM era. I feel it's very detrimental to the Clippers because he hasn't made the strongest decisions that organization has not made the strongest decisions, drafting Mike Olabacandy first overall, which was really tough. But like,
but now you have Jerry West. Things are
I like to see Jerry West. And I mean, I do like Marcin Gortat as a player. And I like who we have. I like the rookies we have. I think if Gallinari can stay healthy.
Yes.
I like guys like CJ Williams, Juwan Evans, Sindarius Thornwell. I think the Clippers have a nice young future. And I think what I do like is in 5 years' time when this Warriors team and LeBron's contracts run up and the West is kind of faded out, that's when the Clippers are trying to look to shine. And I
it's
really,
just
going to really
be
like
a
that.
Time to rebuild, but trust me, Jerry West has a plan. He knows exactly.
He better know exactly what he's doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
Because we're waiting. Clippers fans are waiting.
Well, not just sports in general. It's cyclical. Like you just mentioned, LeBron is going to be 30. Well, I mean, you didn't mention this, but you just said that after his four years, he's going to be 38.
He'll be 38. Because he turns 34
at the end of this year.
In December.
That's crazy. So, 38. And then they're going to
he's going to want another contract. You all know that, right?
Sure.
Oh, my God. He's going to want way more money than a 38-year-old should get. Just
absolutely.
Like Chris Paul, when his contract runs up, and he's going to be like 37. And they're going to be like, well, we got to give him another max again.
Can we talk about Kawhi Leonard? Do you guys have any opinions about this?
Kawhi Watch?
Yeah, we're going to get to Kawhi because we're going to have Marcus Thompson who's going to be coming on, who is a beat writer and he covers the Warriors, and he's going to be great to be able to kind of give us some insight what he's hearing. In the
Kawhi Watch
in
a little bit
in the Bay, but so much. We need like a 3-hour show.
I know we do because I'm like, I have questions about LeBron. I have questions about how these young players are going to match up with him. Is it another Cavalier situation where he's carrying them,
Marcus?
Yep.
Hey, Marcus Thompson, it's Bonnie Jill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good, no problem.
I know.
Give me one minute. I'm walking to a quiet place.
Okay.
Go for it.
Go to a quiet place. I think that's a movie, isn't it?
We all need it.
It's definitely a movie. It's definitely a horror film.
Yeah, exactly. We got so much to talk about.
I know. Oh my gosh.
To talk about how I was telling someone, there's no way DeMarcus Cousins takes $10 million. Then he goes and takes $5
million. Yeah, but it's a rest year for him, and he's going to get
it's
a championship
ring. Yeah.
It's a very rehab, like, might as well, while
it's
I'm rehabbing.
Probably, I think it's kind of a smart business move, actually. I mean, he's going to build his resume and be playing with some of the best players ever have played before he's a free agent.
Then he's ready to go get
Talk
a real contract.
Talk about it.
Marcus, you found a quiet place?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, okay,
we're ready for you. So it's not, you know, crazy at all in this NBA free agency, huh? But down in the Bay, you got someone named Boogie Cousins, and people who aren't Warrior fans are not excited about that. But I know the Warrior fans now are just, you know, ecstatic that this starting five and the potential mm-hmm. of another ring.
It's mostly like comical. Right? The Warriors are like Thanos. Like,
I think they just signed him to a 3-year deal.
Everybody
so.
Thinks it's like the greatest move ever. Like, everybody's like, oh my gosh, the Warriors did this. It must be the greatest move ever. And then everybody freaks out, and then Warriors fans just laugh, like, hi, we're good.
I mean, don't you think, Marcus, it stole a little bit of the LeBron James thunder from the Lakers? Because the Lakers were going after DeMarcus as well, and all of a sudden he signs this, you know, minimum 1-year deal with the Warriors, which we know he's going to go there and, you know, play and get a ring, hopefully, and then go for the max deal.
No question, right? Like, one day was like LeBron's day, this chance of the sun, right? And it was all LeBron, it was all Lakers, and what happens next? And then out of nowhere.
Right.
Like, nowhere.
The Lakers are not the story anymore. Like, and that's been LeBron's last 4 years.
Right.
He came to Cleveland, and it was supposed to be like his coronation and his march to the GOAT, mm-hmm. and here's this pesky little team from Oakland that keeps getting in the way of his glory, right? Except for the one time in 2016, but for the most part, LeBron was supposed to be key. Kobe was done, right? It was his,
right.
It's his league now, and then here comes Steph Curry and the Warriors
right.
and Kevin Durant. Wow.
Now, mm-hmm. Marcus, you've been covering this team for a while. With the addition of DeMarcus Cousins, what player in the Warriors lineup actually kind of benefits from this, or does this take some of the burden off some of these Warriors players to perform every night like they have to?
I think it helps all of them. Well, like, first and foremost, like, the Warriors, the four all-stars, I mean, they put so much pressure on you, like, if you're that fifth guy.
Right.
That it's really a lot. I didn't even realize this until Nick Young came. But, I mean, just imagine when you're taking the shot and you have Steph, Clay, and Kevin Durant on the court with you. You're thinking, like, should I be taking the shot? Right? Like, is it me? Or maybe I should give this up. And it creates this hesitancy, this, like, uh-huh. apprehension that they just can't – it just drives them crazy. They're dropping off this pass, and you're scared to shoot, and they created this move, and so that's why they love JaVale McGee, because JaVale was just dunking no matter what. Like, if you know
right.
JaVale, he knew how to do one thing and he would dunk it. So I think it helps them because they don't have to worry about that with Boogie. Like, if he gets healthy and he plays, they know it's 5-on-5 now. It's not
right.
4-on-5, right? It's not like, man, I want to make this thread the needle pass, but I know Zaza ain't going to finish, right? Or I know Jordan Bell won't catch it, right? Like, it gives them, like, a fifth dude to run with them. I think they love that. But who I really think most, like, individually, it's probably going to be Clay, because the truth is Cousins will probably be in the second unit,
mm-hmm.
and the second unit struggles to score. So they could play some, like, old-school inside-outside game, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
when's the last time Warriors had a guy you could dump it down to
right.
who could kick it back out to the open shooter? Like, that's never been them. And I think it'll help Clay to have a guy like that on the second unit.
Marcus, what are your thoughts on, you know, everyone around the league and fans and, you know, just saying that, you know, the Warriors were considered a super team. Now they just got even better, and that a lot of people are kind of angry with this additional signing. What are your actual, you know, how do you wrap your hand around that, considering you cover this team?
I wish I could, like, say a meme and it just shows up in people's, like, sunglasses or something, right? Like, you mad, bro? That's probably what I would go with. Well, here's what people do not understand. I went to school in Atlanta, right? In 1995, I got in my college dorm, and I was excited. And I put up my Warriors poster of Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, Spree!
And, yeah, right? And so mm-hmm. I go in there, and, you know, a bunch of people that I met in college are coming there, and they're like, yo, who is that? And I'm like, what you mean it's Latrell Sprewell, right? It's our only all-star. It's like, what you mean? Who is this? Latrell Sprewell. They're like, oh, what team is that? And I'm like, it's the Warriors. They're like, where they play? People didn't even know the Warriors existed in Atlanta. The Warriors have been in anonymity and pretty much ridicule for 40 years. I mean, the Run TMC team, that's a legend, they made it to the second round once.
That's when I was cheering like back in the day.
So everybody around here is like, are you mad? Like, that's great, because where were you when it was 40 years of ridicule and us drafting Todd Fuller over Kobe Bryant? Like, nobody was trying to save the Warriors then.
No, it is so true, and people don't realize how, I mean, you know this firsthand, how loyal the Warriors fans have been over the years as well. So that's why, you know, what you said, there's some truth to that. Now, in regards to outside of the Golden State Warriors, what free agency move are you most excited about, or kind of how are you grading this free agency time?
So let me just say, I must say that I haven't been this excited about basketball since LeBron moves to the Lakers. Do you know how crazy Warriors Lakers games will be now?
Oh, I know.
I mean, they used to be crazy, and the Warriors were trash, and the Lakers were good, and the whole city was like hyped for the one chance to possibly beat the Lakers. Can you imagine it now with LeBron on? Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We haven't had regular season games like that. And imagine if they somehow meet in the playoffs. This will be like Showtime coming in. This will be like Kobe and Shaq coming in and Anton Jameson, like, this is our one shot to save the season. Let me drop 51 on Kobe. And then Kobe answers with 51 of his own, right? And the whole stadium is like half Lakers, half Warriors fans, and it's crazy.
You know, it's true. It's going to bring that rivalry of the LASF, you know, like Giants-Dodgers. It's going to bring that rivalry.
No question. The Bay and LA have been warring for a century now, right?
Yeah.
It's about everything, right?
Yeah,
I remember high school hoops. We hated losing to Westchester in the state championship. It's like, let's lose to Fresno. Let's lose to Clovis.
Right.
Let's not lose to Artesia, right? We can't lose to LA. So it's been going on forever, and now there's stakes. Now both teams are good. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be like a real rivalry. I just can't wait for that.
Oh, my God. It's bringing it back. I'm glad it's bringing it back. And, I mean, you're probably really aware of the vibe of the whole NBA. It's just a lot of people, they look and they're like, oh, here comes the Warriors bandwagon. Here comes back the Lakers bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, I can see people like walking around in like a Baron Davis jersey or like a We Believe t-shirt and be like, damn, like, good for you. But like, there's a lot of people who are now jumping back on this Warriors bandwagon. So what can you speak to the fact that Oracle's probably just going to be crazier and, like, this rivalry and this whole, like, bandwagon, is it going to get, like, higher?
Well, the truth is, I don't think you will feel it that much in Oracle because
it's so loud
the fans are all priced out.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's the truth. But imagine when it gets to Chase, it's going to be crazy. But, the Warriors fans were great. Were a terrible team. They would get they got like 18,000 like 5 years in a row, and they never made the playoffs. Like, they were great. But when the Lakers came to town, there were a whole lot of Lakers jerseys in there. So there's all these people who are claiming to be diehard Warriors fans. Some of them were Showtime Laker fans. Some of them were Kobe Shaq fans, and they're just fronting now. If you don't know who Jeff Grayer is, if you don't know who the Warriors took instead of Kobe, then you really aren't a Warriors fan. That's my rule.
So true.
And, like, I mean, you know, you got the whole – I mean, everyone should know DeMarcus Cousins on the one-year $5 million deal. He's hurt, but he's going to be back in time to do significant damage. What are your thoughts on the fact that he's kind of like using this as a rehab kind of season, or do you think this is more of like a permanent try to sign him for some sort of deal kind of thing?
I don't think they can sign him. I think this is what we're calling in the Bay a Bob Myers heat check, right? This is Bob Myers saying, man, I'm hot. I don't really miss, so let me pull up from 32 feet and see if it goes in. And I mean, first off, it fell into their lap. Like, DeMarcus Cousins saw them, they wouldn't have even thought of this.
Oh,
but
of course.
From a basketball perspective, right, there is some things that DeMarcus Cousins, or at least the idea of him, can solve. And the Rockets kind of show that they're switching on the perimeter, they're playing denial ball, they're jumping the passing lanes, they're switching off the ball. And if you don't have an inside scorer, like, it's hard. Now you got to force your way to the rim or take contested jumpers. And for so much of that series, they took contested jumpers. And it's okay. Like, if Zaza, or he wasn't really playing, but David West, whoever the big was, mm-hmm. they had no problem switching James Harden to him because David West is not going to get the ball and post him up. But now if you switch James Harden on the Cousins, you're going to have a problem. He's going mm-hmm. to say, mouse in the house. He'll take two dribbles, and he'll be at the rim. But like, that's the idea, is counter the aggressive switching perimeter defense that's designed to take away threes mm-hmm. by taking advantage of the wide-open paint. And that's somebody who, when he is healthy, he would feast off that.
No, I can't wait to see
these matchups. But even talking about that, you talked about the competitiveness of the Lakers and the Warriors together. I mean, I guess my thing is, we already saw the LeBron against the Warriors, and I kind of feel like we're going to see that again. I mean, when the hype dies down, who, I know we're kind of asking you to bet against your own team, but who is going to play with LeBron to be even competitive with the Warriors at that level?
I really wish this Kawhi trade happened because, like, I feel like we deserve that. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I deserve LeBron and Kawhi against KD and Steph, right? Like, so I hope that happens. I'm with you, though. Like, if it doesn't happen, you know, it'll be fun. Like, they'll put up a fight, and it'll be like Cleveland, and then the fourth quarter, you know, the Warriors will win. Like, we got to make some room for the growth, right? They got some young guys. Maybe Ingram takes a leap, right? Maybe Kuzma, who I think is going to be a beast.
I love Kuzma.
That was my question, is who does Luke use? You know,
I think that might be in 2 years, though, right? It might not be this year, but next year they might be lit together. So, but I really hope for the Kawhi trade.
Sure. Well, and even we were talking about that after LeBron, you know, after these 4 years, they need that player that's going to be able to kind of carry that team. And that's
the Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You think that would be great? Kyrie's team back with LeBron.
If Kyrie could come back, that'd be great. But they like need that guy, like a Dwayne Wade or a Kyrie, to come
they
in
can
and
offset
like
him.
Like give, because you know we saw last year, and we're probably gonna see it this year if they don't add anyone. This Lakers team, it's a very similar vibe to the Cavs team that they
very
have
young.
With the backup of LeBron. So we're probably gonna see LeBron just get gassed, and the older he gets, the harder
he
it
has
is to
conserve energy. Like that's
team.
My thing. He has to learn. And Kobe was talking about that. Like he has to conserve energy and figure out a way to play differently.
And what's funny, Marcus, I don't think even LeBron realizes playing in the East is completely different than playing in the West.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
And I've been saying that from the very beginning.
Through like 10 teams.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I don't think he realizes. I mean, he's been in the East his entire career.
Yes, Bonnie Jill.
This is going to be completely different. I mean, and this, not just the Warriors and the Rockets, but Utah and, you know, San Antonio. And I mean, OKC, I can go on and on and on. So this is going to be different for LeBron. And he's going to be a lot more tired than he has been in other seasons. Right, Marcus?
Oh, man. Can you, like, Denver is a problem.
Yeah,
exactly. They won 49 games. Like, Utah is a problem.
Yes.
New Orleans is a problem, right? Like, this is, and you, here's what you won't get. You won't get a team like the Raptors laying down on you, right? That's not going to happen, right?
That's
so
right.
Like, to get to the Western Conference Finals in the West would be probably a greater feat by LeBron than getting to the finals in the East. Like, that's going to be
daunting. Completely
agree
with you. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of going to be the finals this year, just like it was last year. I mean, you saw the Houston Warriors series. Chris Paul got that really, I'm really not surprised. I'm a Clippers fan, so I'm really not surprised. Injury, but you're going to see it. Yeah, you know.
He laughed that you said you're a Clipper fan.
Oh, God.
We're all laughing. It's okay.
I feel the love, guys. But you're probably going to see it again where the Western Conference Finals is going to be that finals, and whoever makes it from the East may be the Celtics, Sixers, Raptors. They're not going to have enough to take on any of these teams that are going to make it, either the Rockets, Lakers, Warriors, and you said, like, I mean, like the Jazz, Thunder, any team from the West, the Nuggets,
watch out. It's so deep.
And the East has gotten better, too.
They've gotten much better.
But it's still not the West, Wild Wild West.
There's one thing, though, like, and we saw this in the East, actually, like, we hate them, but injuries change everything. And
so true.
I think that's where, like, Houston is, and that's where I think actually Oklahoma City might be there. Maybe this year they'll play better. I think they have the talent to be that team that if the Warriors have an injury, then, you know, bring them down a little bit, then they become more beatable. And we saw that Andre Iguodala goes out. Houston almost takes that series, right? I think LeBron could get them to that level, right? Maybe they might need two injuries, but I mean, one injury could change everything. The Cavaliers got to the finals because of injuries, right?
Right.
Like, think about it. Like,
he's right, though.
If Boston has KD, they probably win that series. So it's always one injury away from, like, making a run. It's still, man, the West still has so many teams. Like, mm-hmm. even the bad teams on a good night will give you a problem. Like, mm-hmm. that's going to be the most difficult part is how do you get through the gauntlet of the West? Because if you're the 8th seed, you got mm-hmm. the Warriors first. If you're the 7th seed, you got the Rockets first. Stop if you're it. The 6th seed, you get Oklahoma City first,
I
probably,
know.
Or Utah first. Like, everywhere you go, no matter what's the matchup, you might go out the first round.
Every
like,
team,
yeah, and
in that playoffs.
In hearing that, I'm even thinking the Lakers were the worst 3-point. Like, who are their shooters? They were the worst 3-point shooter team in the
LeBron.
West. So
they have LeBron,
but
now.
They have yeah. LeBron. But against our,
we're not going to tolerate. We're not going to tolerate you hating on Rondo. Rondo can
wow.
shoot.
No, I love.
He's in the playoffs.
Rondo's going to be great. High IQ player. He's amazing. But is he enough with LeBron?
Not shoot, right?
Is
right.
He enough, you know,
it's going to be interesting though. I
Rondo's
mean,
a good move.
Yeah, I mean, playoffs, it's interesting. How do you think the dynamic, Marcus, is going to be?
Hey, even? Bonnie Jill scouting days came out on that one. Like, yeah. hold on, let's break this down.
Yeah. No, I know. We've been talking about this because you're also wondering, like, who's going to bring up the ball? Because, you know,
yes.
Rondo, you know, you got Lonzo, and then you've got, you know, LeBron, who usually brings up the ball. I mean, they've got a lot of kind of point guards, you know, but they still need a pure shooter. I mean, I guess Kuzma, but we don't know how Kuzma's going to do in his sophomore year.
Sure.
There's so many unknowns, right, Marcus? I mean, it's going to be, time will tell, and I wish the season was starting tomorrow.
Oh, I know. We only have to wait like 3 months for this.
And then you throw in Lance Stephenson.
I know.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Unknown, right?
They got Lance back.
Another rookie unknown.
Yes.
That's going to make it even more interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be weird. I do think you hit on the key, though. Like, they need somebody who can carry the team at least for a spell mm-hmm. so LeBron can sit down.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
he couldn't even sit down in Cleveland. The guy has to sit down.
And who is
and
that
who's
guy?
Who's going to carry
exactly.
the team?
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know. Luke Walton better get his development on. Like, maybe it's Kuzma, maybe it's Lonzo. Like, they just, you have to have it. If they don't have that, they just will not.
Mm-hmm.
They will not stand the chance.
Oh, no.
They will not stand the chance.
I don't
think
Lonzo has enough either, though. Like, I mean, his dad may think so, and I think LeBron and LeVar
well,
is going to
be. Well, he's going to be competing with Rondo for a
speech. Remember what LeVar said? He said that Lonzo will make LeBron better.
Yeah, but also, isn't
okay,
there going to be some. Hold on. Isn't there going to be some competition between Rondo and Lonzo,
oh, yeah.
technically, for.
Oh,
game
yeah.
time.
And,
so.
And Luke can kind of play that, too. Like, if his dad's, you know, chirping and mouthing off, he's going to give Rondo more time. It'll all be, you know, interesting. I don't even know how long Luke will stay as the head coach there.
Sure,
so that'll be another thing.
Well, especially if LeBron's got all
the
say.
I mean,
he
might quit, right? Oh. He might be like, look, I'm not doing this.
Like, I know. I mean,
what are you doing here?
I mean, but it's typical Laker land, right? I mean, I've worked for that team for a long time. This is a typical, the circus is back.
Yeah, but like.
The Lakers are back, baby.
They are back. And they're zigging while everybody else is zagging. So we'll see what happens.
Marcus, are you going to be at Summer League? Are you going to be there this weekend or showing up at
I'm
all?
I'm coming down. Yeah, I'm coming down. Mm-hmm. I'm coming to kick it.
Okay, good. I'll be there. So hopefully I'll see you this weekend. But
yes, let's do it. It's going to be on. You got to come to the Bay for Warriors, Lakers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I may
be there sooner than later. I may be announcing something pretty soon, actually. So
hey,
I know.
Heard about that, by the way. Yeah.
Really?
I know what's up.
Oh,
she's getting married,
right,
everyone. That's the news.
I'm not going to do it.
So, Marcus, where can people find you at and talk about, you know, your book before we let you go?
Oh, I could be found at Thompson Scribe on all social media, but the best place to find me is at theathletic.com.
Right.
Because that's where the writers roll. And I wrote the book Golden, The Miraculous Rise of Steph Curry, which is over a year old now. Wow, that's crazy.
Has it been a year now?
But I know.
It's a great book, though. Great read. If you guys haven't been able to check that out, get that, because that's a great book.
If you really want to know how the Warriors got here, then you should read Golden. And it might infuriate you, though, because, like, Steph is one of those dudes, like, he's such a good dude that you either love him or you just get mad because nobody's supposed to be that good.
Right. No, that's an awesome
especially
story.
At his size. Well, thanks, Marcus. I'll see you this week, and I'll hit you up, and we'll hang out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem.
So, yeah, I mean, we can go.
So much to
so
say.
Much. Oh. This is the first time I've seen on this panel. All of us are like, ooh,
there's so much to say. I have so many notes.
So much to say. I mean, we only have like 10 more minutes. So, I mean, we can talk, obviously, Lakers and Warriors forever. But, you know, additional signings that people, you know, I mean, I'm sure some people kind of know what we talked about, DeAndre. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul.
Yes.
You know, staying with the Rockets.
Of course.
And I don't know. I think a lot of people were kind of, you know, thinking that he might take his talents, you know, elsewhere. And especially with the money-wise and, you know, with Capella. And but, yeah, they made that happen, too.
So. Yeah, no, I'm not really shocked about Chris Paul. I thought he liked what he did last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though he got hurt and they didn't make it to the finals, I really think he liked that, like, vibe in Houston. And I know he's getting old, and for Houston, eventually later in his contract, when he's, like, upper 30s and they're still paying him a lot of money, it's going to be a big deal. But if they bring Capella back and guys like that, I know they signed Michael Carter Williams. The
money, though, is what's funny to me, though, is that he got 4 years, $160 million. If you look at that money and then look at LeBron's deal.
Yeah.
It's interesting, right?
So they really
and, you know, they're both the same age. So he'll he'll be 38 when his
they got to have that hard
too.
Money, though.
Well, LeBron's game is...
You know, and I can't see Chris Paul at 38. Tons of he's all the hamstring, he's pulling up all the time like he always does.
He's gonna wear out eventually, he's just not gonna be. I mean,
you still
kind of
love him, right? Because I do too.
He was such a fundamental piece in the Clippers season.
He really was a lot. He's done a lot for the team. But if you look, and I sound like a broken record, but I say this every single time. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, too, but Chris Paul was always hurt at the most timely times.
Thank you. That's what I was saying.
And it happened this year. I knew it would.
Hamstring.
I was telling my dad, we're having the conversation of he's going to get hurt again, isn't he?
Sure.
Yep, in the playoffs. I didn't think
he'd
be this deep.
And that's why I don't give that guy that much money.
No, I mean, you got to deliver when it counts, and playoffs is when it counts.
And then I am curious to see how the Thunder, that dynamic is going to work. Are they going to get those pieces to actually gel and work? Or does Melo get traded in the middle of the year? That's what I think.
Melo brings that team down. Carmelo Anthony
Melo's a cancer. So if he leaves.
Melo did that in the Knicks, too.
It's
not the Nuggets anymore. He really brought down that Knicks team.
Where does he go is the question.
Who wants him?
Who wants
him?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Who wants
him?
But I think there will be a trade in the next season with Melo.
Yeah, Russ is a good player. PG is a good player. Mm-hmm. I think if they could work stuff out, they can play well.
But don't you think they'd be better without Melo?
Without Melo, they'd be amazing.
Thank
Steven
you.
Adams is a good player. They
yes.
have some nice young guys. I know Enes Kanter's missed, but Carmelo Anthony, he needs to go. They're paying him too much, and he won't even take a seat on the bench.
Sure.
He's ruining that team. He just chucks up too many shots. He thinks he's like a LeBron where he can age well. Mm-hmm. He just feels like such a stiff player, and he's not Hoodie Mello. Like, I'll tell you that much. He doesn't vibe well with teams. And
I'm not a Mello fan either.
I don't see a team that he can vibe well.
Right.
Not now. Not at this age.
So that don't you think that'll be interesting to see how that Thunder.
I think they'll be smart if they want to move him. I think that's a very smart move.
That's what I think so too. And Aaron Gordon, he's back with the Magic.
The Magic.
Four years, $84 million.
Surprised.
Yeah.
I was really surprised someone would want
you
to
were
go
surprised.
Back to the Magic though.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they just got Mo Bamba and they're kind of doing stuff. Jonathan Isaac's a little bit on the come up. They got rid of finally Mario Hezonja.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm really surprised because, like, that Magic team, they always, like, very obscure. Like, they don't really do a lot. They haven't been really what they were since, like, that Dwight Howard era. So, like, I would have liked to see him maybe on, like, a scrappy team like Indiana or, like, Milwaukee. But you know what?
I knew he was going to stay in the East,
But if he wants to do what he wants to do on the Magic, you know what? He can grow and develop there because he's still a young guy with an amazing talent.
Yeah.
Before we end the show, we need to talk about Kawhi. I don't think it's going to happen. They want too much. Mm-hmm. The Spurs want too much, and the Lakers aren't going to give all that.
It's not this year. I'll say that much.
Year. Yeah. So makes it interesting. Okay, so then the Lakers go after him next year. Mm-hmm. What happens with Kawhi? Do they trade him to a really bad team? What happens? He's not going to play.
He's not going to play for Pop.
Kawhi's
so
not going.
So it's going to be interesting to see if they pull that kind of move that some GMs will do, and they're going to say, you want out of here? Okay.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. No, he's not going where he wants to go. They're going to trade him to some team that he's not going to be happy with.
Exactly.
Ask for too much, and one team's going to be like, you know what? Yeah, that's Kawhi Leonard, and hopefully he'll play for us. And I would think either he's going to go there, realize he loves it, and stay there for maybe a good portion of his career because, you know, he's already won finals MVP and a championship.
Yes.
So he's kind of – he has the accolades. I don't think he's going to get an MVP. Or he's just going to take that year – not do a lot like he did with the Spurs and then try to go to the Lakers. But I think...
Because I do see Kawhi in a Lakers uniform at some point.
He wants to play. He's been so adamant about that. But I'm thinking maybe Blazers. Why can't my Blazers take him up?
Please? I could see the Blazers.
I knew she was going to say something about Blazers.
They're sitting on their thumbs. Portland's going to riot.
Oh, man. I don't think Dame and CJ, they definitely can't get it done this year.
Nice.
I'm sorry, but they can't.
And I don't know. I mean, what other moves are we waiting for to happen? I know they're going to be very anticlimactic compared to DeMarcus and LeBron. And you know, unless there is a Kawhi.
Sure.
You know,
I think everybody's waiting to see what's going to happen with Kawhi.
But that's about it. I'm not really, I don't think there's really anyone else that I'm that excited about.
Really?
But I've been very excited.
Yeah.
I mean, I was depressed the day that LeBron signed. But other than
me
that.
Me too. It's Kawhi watch.
I'm the only one on this panel that's excited about this.
Yes, you are. You got the yellow
one,
too.
Yeah.
Christ.
But I think, you know, I think we're going to see a couple more moves. And then, you know, we get into, I mean, Summer League starts, you know, this weekend.
Have so much fun.
Which will be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coming for Bleacher Report, so I'll be there. And, it'll be, you know, it's always fun to see these rookie guys and, you know, some of the sophomore guys who are still playing. And I just love the ambiance and the energy because, you know, and this is the first time that Summer League, all 30 teams are going to be there.
That's nice.
And it's going to be neat just to
it's
see.
It's going
to
be really
and
nice.
And there's so much buzz. There's so much. I mean, right now the NBA is just on fire. So it's going to be fun to see that. And
on the heels of this free agency, that's going to be an incredible time.
And am I the only one who's like wants the season to start tomorrow?
Yeah. No, I'm ready for it. I'm saying. Everybody's so excited. Yeah.
I just want to see all the moves now. Like, I'm ready for it. Like, let's get
to
the deadline.
Us.
Come on.
All right. And then we, you know, we will start getting into baseball. So I want to make sure that people know that.
We shall.
I'm not just talking, you know,
Star Drew
NBA.
We'll be talking about
it. Yeah, so we'll be talking baseball because there is going to be a lot to talk about there. And then before you know it, everyone, we've got training camp for the NFL that starts in July.
Yeah. So NFL's going to come back.
You know, it's you know, sports.
Yeah, and then hockey will be taken off big time with training in August. So, yeah, it'll be
before. And then before you know it, basketball season's back.
Yes.
Preseason in September,
which is exciting.
Oh, man. We got a ways, though.
And then we have a big announcement as well that we'll be doing soon that you all have been waiting for. So, yeah, we've got so much, and hopefully we'll do something live from the Cowboys training camp, which is, you know, right here in Oxnard.
Terrific.
Which is basically in our backyard. So we'll do something from there, and because I'm still kind of curious about Dez. And,
oh, me too.
Right?
Dez and Zeke. I mean, yeah. Like Zeke, too?
Yeah.
Dak, how they're
going
to do?
What's going on with Dez? Yeah. And then T.O. announced today that he will be doing his Hall of Fame speech at his college. So that's what he's going to do instead.
Okay.
Okay.
The same day, remind you, as Canton.
A little less, okay.
Thank you. Mm. Do you think anyone's going to tune? And he said he wants to make sure that everyone can bring their popcorn and it's a free event and they can show up.
Oh.
I'm dying to see the numbers.
At least he didn't charge for it. Like, yeah, the
$5. It's Chattanooga, though, Tennessee.
It's
a small college. You probably will get a lot of people, right?
Yeah. No, I think we'll get people who want to go see him. But, like,
but in that small town.
Yeah, but a lot of people are going to be like, well, what are you doing? Go to Canton. Go to where they actually, like, they want you there. They ask you to go there. So, like, I don't know. I still think there can be a lot said on his decision. But, you know, at least he's giving a speech somewhere to some hometown and not charging.
I don't know.
But I'm curious, what are they going to do? I mean, the bus doesn't leave Canton, so I know they can do replicas. So will he have a replica there? And will he do, like, pretend, like, yellow jacket? Like, I don't know. The whole thing is just...
It's a ceremony that he just can't replicate. He really can't.
No, you can't.
Well, he's trying to remedy a really bad situation. And like,
it's not working.
Far gone.
Flop.
Well, that's about it. I mean, if you want to reach out to us and you've got your thoughts or concerns about what we've been talking about or don't agree with us, I'm sure there's a lot of LeBron fans.
Yeah, comment on our page.
Yeah, come to BJL Weekly Pass.
Yeah.
And we'll be back here next week, same time.
And, we shall.
We will have a lot more. I'm sure there'll be something else crazy that's going to happen. So,
of course. So much. Watch.
And make sure that you check us out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you know, check out what I'm doing at Summer League in Vegas. And that's it for the show.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us. Keep on all the news.
Becky's been doing really good with the Twitter with that. So we thank our guest, Marcus Thompson, for coming on and talking Warriors and LeBron. And yeah, that's it.
That's it.
We'll see you guys next time. See ya.
Ciao.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.